Welcome to this deep dive. In this lesson, we're exploring ethical technology use, AI responsibility, and digital accountability. If you watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
Right. And to kind of set the baseline here, we are talking directly to you, like you, the listener.
Yeah. Whether you're a university student submitting a capstone project or maybe a young professional getting ready for, you know, your first big client meeting.
Exactly. Because you're stepping into this digitally enabled future where artificial intelligence and collaborative platforms, well, they aren't just available anymore. They're embedded into basically everything.
They really are. It's inescapable.
It is. So our mission today is to understand how responsible use of these systems guarantees fairness, trust, learning, and honestly, just fundamental human well-being.
I love that. But before we get into the practical how-to of it all, let's talk about the why.
Okay, yeah.
What happens when we don't take this seriously? Like, is it really that big of a deal if an AI just, you know, writes a quick email or handles some basic research for you?
Oh, it is a huge deal. I mean, the risks of irresponsible tech use are severe. We're talking about the spread of misinformation, rampant plagiarism, and some really scary privacy violations.
Right. And there was that real world example from a couple of years ago, right? The lawyer.
Oh, man. Yeah. The lawyer who used an AI chatbot to write a legal brief.
Yeah, that is the perfect example to anchor this. For those who don't know, he used AI. And the AI cited several past court cases that sounded perfectly legitimate.
Sounded totally real.
But the opposing counsel couldn't find them, the judge got involved, and it turned out every single case was completely fabricated by the AI.
Just completely made up out of thin air. And that lawyer faced massive professional sanctions.
Yeah. So wait, why would a computer program just invent a fake court case?
Well, because it doesn't actually know what a court case is. You know, people treat a large language model like it's a factual database.
Right, like Google.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not. It's essentially a hyper-advanced predictive text engine. It looks at your prompt and just calculates the mathematical probability of what the next word should be.
So it's just guessing what sounds plausible.
Pretty much. In the legal brief example, the AI just recognized the pattern of legal citations and generated a statistically probable sequence of words and numbers.
It's just an advanced game of fill in the blank.
That's a really good way to put it.
You know, it makes me think of this analogy. Digital trust is like a professional bank account.
Oh, I like that.
Right, because you build it up penny by penny through accountability.
Mm-hmm.
But you can bankrupt it overnight with one careless AI-generated privacy violation or, you know, instance of plagiarism.
Absolutely. It takes years to build and seconds to destroy. But ethical technology practices flip those risks into rewards.
How so?
Well, they actively improve your accountability, they show professionalism, responsible innovation, and they build that digital trust we just talked about.
Okay, so understanding those stakes naturally leads us to how we actually operate these tools day to day.
Yeah, the practical side.
Right, because the lesson mentioned a few specific tools. We have generative tools like ChatGPT, writing assistants like Grammarly, and then checking tools like Turnitin.
Right, and navigating those requires a few core strategies. Primarily, you have to carefully verify any AI-generated information.
Which takes time, but it's necessary.
It is. You also have to respect privacy and intellectual property, and honestly, just use the technology ethically to support your productivity.
I kind of compare it to driving a car with a GPS system.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, the GPS, or, you know, ChatGPT, it might suggest the route, but you are still the one behind the wheel.
Right.
If the GPS tells you to drive into a lake and you do it, you can't exactly blame the GPS.
You definitely cannot. And that perfectly emphasizes the core concept of AI responsibility.
That the user is always responsible.
Yes. Users always remain responsible for AI-assisted decisions and outputs. You can't outsource your accountability to a machine.
Which brings us to a future workplace scenario. Let's look at the real-world case study from the lesson.
The student project team.
Yeah, the students who improve their credibility by transparently identifying their AI-assisted work and then independently verifying the research findings.
That is such a crucial example because that exact behavior transparency and independent verification is exactly what clients and employers are going to demand in the future workplace.
Really? So they won't just see it as like cutting corners.
Not if you're transparent. It transforms what could be seen as cheating into a prime example of responsible innovation.
Okay, I can see that. Imagine you're a junior analyst presenting to the partners at a financial firm.
Right, and they ask where you got your market trend data.
If you say ChatGPT summarized it, the room gets pretty quiet.
Oh, absolutely freezing. But if you say, I used a language model to aggregate 50 reports, but then I manually extracted and independently verified the top 5 trends.
That's really different.
It is a masterclass in professional communication. You're showing you are efficient, literate, and accountable.
Which perfectly highlights the concept of digital accountability. But it does lead me to a bit of a reflection on responsible use.
Okay.
The lesson asked 2 knowledge check questions. Why is ethical responsibility important? And why should AI-generated info be verified?
Right. And accountability isn't just about, you know, avoiding getting in trouble.
It's not just about saving your own skin.
Exactly. It actively supports safer digital environments. Unverified information doesn't just make you look bad. It injects misinformation into the digital ecosystem.
But let me ask you this. Doesn't meticulously verifying everything an AI produces kind of defeat the time-saving purpose of using it in the first place?
I get that question a lot. But technology should be used responsibly and fairly. The goal is to support learning and human well-being, not just blind speed.
Right.
Because efficiency without ethics, that ultimately destroys organizational trust.
So it's about a shift in your workflow.
Totally. You go from being the raw creator staring at a blank page to being an editor, an auditor. AI does the heavy lifting of generating the draft. But the verification, the critical thinking, that's on you.
That makes a lot of sense. So for the listeners who want to build this into their routine, we need some practical growth advice.
Yes, habits are key here. Building digital confidence doesn't just happen by accident.
Right. And the lesson's practical application activity gives us a great framework for this. It advises analyzing every single tech use scenario by identifying 4 specific things.
Right. The 4 steps. Let's walk through them.
Okay. So it's ethical concerns, accountability responsibilities, responsible practices, and possible risks.
Exactly. I suggest treating that 4-step analysis like a mental pre-flight checklist.
A pre-flight checklist.
Yeah. Like a pilot before takeoff. Run through those 4 things before submitting any digitally assisted work.
So step 1, ethical concerns. What does that look like in practice?
Well, ask yourself, am I misleading my audience about the origin of these ideas? Like, if I use Grammarly to rewrite a paragraph's tone, that's usually fine.
But if you use ChatGPT to write the entire article and slap your name on it.
Right. That crosses an ethical line. Which leads to step 2, accountability responsibilities. Who owns this?
You do. Always.
Exactly. If the AI hallucinates a trademark phrase, the legal department won't accept the robot did it as an excuse.
Right. Which brings us to step 3, responsible practices.
This is where you actually mitigate the risk. You don't just click accept all. You read it carefully. You run it through a search engine. You disclose the tools you used.
And step 4, identifying possible risks.
Right. What happens if I skip step 3? The risk is publishing bad data, damaging my brand's credibility, or, you know, injecting more garbage into the internet.
It really just ensures honesty and transparency. And adopting this framework makes you a highly adaptable, future-proof professional.
It does. It shows that mastering these concepts builds long-term digital confidence. It proves that you are the ultimate safeguard in the loop, not the machine.
Speaking of machines, I want to leave you with a final, slightly provocative thought to ponder.
Oh, I love these.
So we talked about all these tools. If we're increasingly relying on automated tools like Turnitin to police the outputs of automated tools like ChatGPT.
Oh, right. AI policing AI.
Exactly. At what point do we risk outsourcing our own human digital accountability entirely to the machines?
That's quite a thought.
Right. Yeah. Where does human judgment fit in if we just trust one algorithm to create and another algorithm to grade?
Navigating that tension is going to be the defining challenge for anyone in the future workplace.
It really is. So listeners, keep that in mind. Stay curious, responsible, and future ready.
Absolutely.
And be sure to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities.
And if I could just add one more thing. I highly recommend checking out the reference materials mentioned in the broader curriculum.
Oh, definitely.
Specifically, you should look for Human Compatible by Stuart Russell, published in 2019. Also, Weapons of Math Destruction by Kathy O'Neill from 2016.
Both excellent.
and a newer one, Co-Intelligence by Ethan Mollick from 2024. Reading those will really deepen your expertise on everything we just talked about.
Those are fantastic recommendations. Thank you all so much for joining us for this deep dive. We really appreciate your time and your commitment to responsible tech use.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. Best of luck out there.